Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you and the Power Team. I have a new nickname for you guys, the Power
Love
Team.
It. We're going to have to come up with like a ring or a handshake or
we'll have, belts. You know what? We're going to have TJ make you a theme song.
Okay.
TJ, are we good with that? Okay, he's shaking his head yes.
Sam Cole. I prefer the dynamic duo, but okay, I'm going to go with the Power Team.
The dynamic duo. Sam Cole, Michelle Puland, Colorado Department of Transportation, here this morning. Thank you for coming up.
Welcome.
From Denver. Thank you for coming up from Pueblo.
Of course.
Down from Pueblo. My whole brain is going. Over. They're both down. You come up. Never mind. But welcome, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And we're going to start with the GAP project. Let's go ahead and just jump right in.
Yeah, let's talk GAP.
Yeah, let's talk GAP because that's the topic of conversation right now because we know that the construction has started on the southern part of the GAP.
Lots of activity on the southern side.
Yeah, and this is all preparing, isn't it? What we're seeing, the road closures that have been happening overnight, shifting, moving, it's all preparing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're preparing, moving in some equipment, getting those, temporary lanes of traffic ready to go.
Okay.
So the nighttime closures, continuing the bulk of the work will be done at night.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that within those barriers inside the median, there won't be work happening. This is a very, very active construction zone.
Right.
So what we're asking folks to do is definitely obey those speed limits. We've those for a reason. And you're going to have narrower lanes. So pay attention to that. Definitely don't be distracted within that area. So pay attention to the speed limit. Don't be distracted. Don't follow work trucks. Work trucks are coming out of the construction zone, and we've seen some rear-end accidents of that.
Right.
So be aware of those work trucks pulling in and out. Make sure you don't follow them. Make sure you don't get yourself into the work zone because that could be very dangerous.
Well, and as you were saying, Michelle, so the temporary, they're working on getting all the temporary lanes finished right now.
Yep. Temporary striping, kind of reducing the size of those those lanes.
So because eventually traffic will permanently shift over to those temporary lanes,
Correct.
When they start working on the widening.
Yes.
And we know that this the GAP project has been kind of broken up into three segments, right? It started up in the Castle Rock area.
Yes.
Then it's starting down here.
Yes.
And then it's all going to converge in
the
middle.
Yes.
But we're not looking until, 2021, is that right?
That's correct.
21 for completion date.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the big things that folks, making everybody aware of what they can expect to see? We're talking is it underpasses or overpasses putting in for wildlife?
Yes.
Yes. One of those.
Both of those.
There's both.
Overpasses and underpasses.
Okay.
There'll be a total of five structures.
That are going
wildlife.
In.
Wildlife, yes.
And that's all the way from the monument area to
up
Castle
to Plum Creek, yep.
Okay, so five throughout there.
Correct.
What other things can people start seeing, expect to see with construction-wise? Like adding that express lane and starting the widening. I mean, I know I'm speaking in generics, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll be adding in the express lane. We'll be widening shoulders.
Okay.
Which is a huge safety impact.
That is huge, yeah.
So, that's going to allow our law enforcement partners the ability to, do their job.
Right.
And it's also going to allow folks who, can pull over a safe place to do that. So we are really looking forward to the enhanced safety that the GAP project is going to allow. So lots of additional pavement asphalt in the area. So look for that. Look for those structures, like you mentioned, widening. But right now, it's for, the next couple years, it's going to be a very, very active construction zone.
Now,
so that's what we want people to be
absolutely
aware of,
slow down and be aware.
Slow down, be aware, watch the work trucks, give each other a buffer zone.
Well, and I was talking, and I told you guys that Trooper Cutler was here, and we were talking about 470, right? And the shifts on that and the blocks, what I'm talking about. And it's like, I'm sure we can see those on the
you're absolutely going to see lots of concrete barriers.
Thank you. That was the
lanes.
Not enough coffee today. Concrete barriers. Right. And then just be ready for lane shifts.
Yes. And again, one of the things that we see that people aren't prepared for are those narrower lanes.
Right.
And what happens when you get in those narrower lanes and you're going to have someone next to you and you're going to have a concrete barrier. So it's essential that you slow down and be prepared for that.
And follow the speed limit.
Yes.
Now, is there a website that folks can go to see, when will they start... Are they, have they already started to shift over to those temporary lanes?
Yes.
Permanent
lanes
right now. You're already
seeing those shifts happen. So if you go to i25gap.codot.gov, you'll be able to get all of the upcoming changes.
Timelines.
Okay. The other thing that you can do is you can find out ways to get text alerts. We're really having a lot of success with folks are signing up, getting immediate notification, immediate alerts when we're doing something. So, you know, last week we had a couple closures of I-25 at night where people were detouring through the way station.
Right.
And that was very effective for us. And then letting people know via text.
So they were aware going in there.
Yeah, especially if you're a commuter, if you use I-25 a lot, that's the best way to get notifications and to stay up to date on what's happening on the project.
So you can sign up for the text alerts at, on the website.
Yes. Yep.
So it's I-25GAP, GAP.codot.gov.
Correct.
Get text alerts.
It's awesome.
Technology is amazing.
I'm signed up for them.
Right.
Yeah, and it's good for me to know. And just like everybody else, if you use that area. And the other thing you can do is we have an alert system on our website.
Okay.
So you can sign up for alerts anywhere in the state. But if you want to just focus on the gap, you can sign up for them there as well.
Well, like we've been talking about, the amount of commuters that go between the Springs and Denver.
Yeah.
It's a large number.
It is. And on Monday, we're doing something very exciting.
Okay.
So this news is coming later today, but you are going to get the exclusive. You are going to know first.
Oh my gosh, do we have any like exclusive music, TJ? Like exclusively on the, sorry.
We're adding bus staying service from Colorado Springs.
I heard that.
To the Denver Tech Center to get folks through the gap easier. So it's going to alleviate some of that congestion. It's going to allow you ride a bus, take the stress out of your life, sit back. Enjoy Wi-Fi, enjoy a restroom, just sit back and enjoy the ride. Don't have the stress of driving. So we'll have two additional buses.
I was going to say, there's extra rides coming on Bustang. Okay.
Yes. From Colorado Springs to Denver Tech Center, it will cost you a whopping $9.
Stop.
Yes. $9.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and also we heard the announcement extending from Pueblo to the Springs as well.
Yes.
And also Bustang.
And that happens on Monday as
well. On Monday as well.
Monday's a big day for busting, so we're really looking forward to it. With the, we call it the missing, you know, the gap is called the gap. That was what we termed it. Pueblo to Colorado Springs, that's the missing link.
Right.
We had all of these Outrider services that were connecting southeastern Colorado to Pueblo, to communities like Lamar, communities like Alamosa were being connected to Pueblo. But then it stopped there. There was no connection from Pueblo to Colorado Springs. So if you were in Lamar, had a doctor's appointment in Denver, and you needed to get there, you stopped in Pueblo.
Right.
Now you can make arrangements to go from Lamar all the way to Denver. If you want to go skiing.
Right.
From Lamar, Lahana, Alamosa.
You can get all the way there.
All the way to the I-70 corridor now via the busting system.
Which
is
fantastic.
So this was really the missing link, and now the missing link will be solved on Monday.
And then, so just so before we have to take a break, so the additional service for Bustang to the Springs to Denver, Pueblo, everything starts
Monday.
Monday.
Monday's a great Bustang day.
Love Bustang. Remember when the Bustangs to go to see the Broncos play? I mean, you have to be on your game to get those tickets.
It's hotter than the Bronco ticket.
That's right. Riding Bustang. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll have more with Michelle Pulin, Sam Cole from CDOT coming up next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. And what did we decide on the final name was, Sam? Like the power team or the
dynamic duo?
Dynamic duo.
Yeah.
From the
I'm going way back to my cartoon days. The
Wonder Twins. Twin powers activate.
That was before my time. Wonder Twins.
Oh, come on.
What? They I look that old? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I do.
I certainly do. Joining us from the Colorado Department of Transportation, Sam Cole and Michelle Pulin is here. And you heard it here first, starting Monday. Extra services on Bustang from the Springs to the Denver Tech Center. That's launching with other Bustang services.
Yeah, go to ridebustang.com for schedules, fares, all that good stuff.
And but get $9.
$9.
Whoa.
Pueblo to Colorado Springs, $8.
Whoa. I mean, that saves you a ton of money right
there. It does. It really does. Definitely less than a tank of gas.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So go get info on that. So now we need to talk about the sad reality and the sad numbers. And Sam, we were talking before we came on the show. We know that statewide traffic fatality numbers are down.
Yeah, that's the good news.
Yeah.
I wish we could just stay with that good news. But the bad news is that, and I was just crunching these numbers yesterday, Colorado Springs, we're at the epicenter of traffic fatalities in the state. We're looking at 100% increase in traffic fatalities since 2014. 2014, there were 25 fatalities in Colorado Springs. This year, we're going to end up just under 50.
That's 100% unbelievable. Increase,
if I did my math right. So, you know, and it's, you know, people say, what is it about Colorado Springs?
Well, that's why what I just said to you too. What is going on?
And I don't think it's anything in particular. I just think it's more speeding. It's more reckless driving. It's more impaired driving. As pedestrians, you've got to be really, really careful. We've seen a slew of pedestrians that have been killed. And really, drivers need to yield to pedestrians. But, you know, there's a lot of bad drivers on the road that aren't yielding. So as a pedestrian and bicyclist, you've got to be extra cautious. And as a driver, you know, we know that 90% of our crashes on our roadways are due to somebody's poor choice. They're following too close. They're driving impaired. And I also talk about the silent killer, which is not wearing your seatbelt. You could be the best driver in the world. You could, the crash could not be your fault. But if you don't have on your seatbelt, you could very well die in a crash.
Well, and sadly, we have talked about that, and we've seen, and I hate to say this because it's such a grim topic, but we really need to talk about it. And then we need to talk about personal responsibility too. But the number of ejections from vehicles this year, I mean, I don't know the data on it, but because people weren't wearing their seatbelts, I'm sure the number is, in our area especially,
well, probably, you know, up. As I say, the laws of physics always win.
Yeah.
If you're going 40, 50, 60 miles an hour and you're in a crash, you are going to continue to go that speed into your vehicle or be ejected from your vehicle when it stops if you're unbelted.
Well, and even passengers in the back, I think a lot of people don't think about that too. What is the belt law in the state? Everybody, or is it just front passengers? I don't know the belt law in the state. Yeah,
Colorado does have a seat belt law. It's front seat people must be belted in.
Okay.
Under 18, everybody's got to be belted in. Children always have to be belted in, no matter where they're sitting.
And if you're in Renee's car, you're belted in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's just how you, if you're in my car, I don't care where you're sitting.
Sam did an incredible campaign earlier this year that talked about if you were the driver, you're the lifesaver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of a lifeguard mm-hmm. in the car.
Yeah.
You don't go until everybody in the car is belted in.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's difficult. You know, other people in the vehicle say, well, it's my choice. I don't have to buckle up. But what they don't understand is that they become projectiles in a crash, and they can actually injure or kill other belted people in the car because they are propelled forward at 60 miles an hour, and they will increase your chances of being killed by about 40% just because they become human wrecking balls.
That's so scary to think about, isn't it? But you don't think about that.
No. So that's your excuse. If Uncle Joe doesn't want to buckle up, just say, you know what, you're buckling up because I don't want to get injured by your flying body.
Yeah. And we're not leaving until you buckle up.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, we do need to take a quick news break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about personal responsibility. We have to. We got to touch on this. And we're also going to talk about, I think we've talked about this before when Sam was, you know those messages that show up on the electronic billboards up and down the state? Guess who writes them? Sam does.
Yep.
And you can help Sam. Maybe write some.
We'd love suggestions.
Yes, we'll have more with Michelle Puhl and Sam Cole from CDOT coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us, the dynamic duo. Did I get it right that time, Sam? Okay.
Awesome.
Sam Cole, Michelle Puhlin from Colorado Department of Transportation joining us today. And now we were talking about the sad fact since 2014, Sam, you said in our area, Colorado Springs continues to lead traffic fatalities in the state, 100% increase since 2014, correct?
Correct.
And one thing that we have kind of noticed and we've been kind of talking about is personal responsibility, right?
Yep.
You can sit there and go, well, so-and-so and someone and the police need to do this and the police need, and the authorities, need, but what about your personal responsibility, right? And I'm sure a lot of campaigns from Colorado Party also talks about mm-hmm. that, but probably a lot nicer than I'm saying it right now.
It does boil down to your own behavior.
Yeah.
Stay off your phone, buckle up, Don't travel too close. Don't speed on the highway. We got so many people just driving recklessly. They're not obeying speed limits. They're blowing through intersections. Mm-hmm. That poses a huge danger to me and my vehicle, and especially to pedestrians, our most vulnerable roadway users. We're seeing a lot of them, unfortunately, sadly, being killed.
That's right. And I'm sure, of course, on the CDOT website, there's lots of tips and information that you can find on how to be a responsible driver.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, and I was not aware of this, and I think we can talk about this. A Colorado politician, I guess, would like to increase the device usage law. Is that right? Like, must be hands-free. Do we know any more about that? Is it talk about it?
We don't know anything about it, and it's really just talk right now. But, you know, I think you will see some bills in the next legislative session addressing traffic fatalities in the state. You know, statewide, they're up 30% over the last several years. So something is going on, and we know that if we had a stronger seatbelt law, that might help, that we get more people to buckle up. We know that if just 5 to 10% more people buckled up in Colorado, we would save 20 to 30 people every single year. You know, and that could be a member of your own family.
Right. Okay. So maybe we'll see if there's some new, like you said, legislation that might come and to make our, you know, buckle up, put down the device. So, Sam, we do need to talk about the fun stuff. Michelle, have you sent him ever safety messages before?
I haven't.
Really?
I need to, though.
I think we do. So if you guys know the big signs, I always love reading them as I'm traveling, but only for a brief second, Sam. The big electronic billboards on I-25.
Don't divert your eyes too long from the roadway. Right. But there's some important information up there. And sometimes we try to make it humorous. Humor really engages people, grabs their attention. But it's all about kind of driving home good behavior. Around the election, I came up with this one and I'll read it here.
Okay.
Left or right, vote with your turn signal. Politically, if you're left or right, vote with your turn signal.
That's a good
one.
Said,
you know,
yeah, I like it.
And then for Thanksgiving, I said, save your giblets. Buckle up.
Sorry, that is good. Okay. That is good.
I really liked that one.
No, I do too. That's good. Save your giblets.
And then for the holidays, I had one the other day that said, don't be a Grinch. Let them merge. And then we actually got a customer from the public that contacted us and said that he had witnessed somebody driving along the highway FaceTiming on their device with somebody at the exact same time.
On the highway, high speeds.
Yes. So I'm like, wow, let's come up with a message for tomorrow. This is on Tuesday, and we post the messages on Wednesday. So he said, how about we do drive time is not FaceTime. I said, perfect. It's short, to the point. Let's do it. So that's the one that went up yesterday.
Wow. Well, and sadly, though, you do have to post the numbers, too.
Yeah. And every single message is paired with the year-to-date number of traffic fatalities that we're seeing in the state. And right now we're at about 573. So that's almost two every single day in the state.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is striking when you hear that number, isn't it?
It is. But I think Sam's messages are truly impactful. I mean, they may cause a giggle, but the message that he's posting are for a reason.
Correct.
I mean, some of my favorites are tailgate in the parking lot. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a good
tailgate
one.
Tailgate in the parking lot, not on the highway, right.
Well, and you've been very nice, Sam. You've said, like you said, you had somebody email and say, here's a great message. But people have, and would like, if they have something that they'd like to, they can message you.
Yeah, and please, I'm not the most creative person in the world. I will
really
fully admit that.
I think these are good.
I borrow from other, or should I say steal from other states. We actually exchange messages. But yeah, if any of your listeners out there have a great idea, please let me know.
And they're constant, and they're throughout the whole state, the messages, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
On the electronic billboards, right, all the way up and down I-25, on the east-west corridors.
Yeah, exactly. There's about 200 of those digital boards around the state, and we try to get as many as possible.
Well, and it's like you said, Michelle, at first when you see the sign, it's a quick giggle, and then it's like, oh.
Yep, there's an impactful message behind that quick giggle.
Mm-hmm. I cannot believe, though, you have not participated in creating a traffic safety message.
Mine would be too long. We'd need bigger billboards.
Well, that's, people do have a real problem with the word limit. I try to keep it really short because I don't want people taking their eyes off the road for too long.
Yeah.
So 7 words max is kind of what, and that really kind of trips up people because they're like, ooh, okay, I got to be really concise. Yes.
7 words. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to start working on some right now.
Yeah. Right. It's a puzzle.
I like it. 7 words.
Seven. I might give you 8 words if it's really good.
I love that, like you said, though, tailgating in the leave tailgating in the parking lot. Yeah.
So I think, you know, it gets people talking. It is, you do get a giggle out of it, but you come home at night and you say, oh, I saw the funniest message. And then it leads to a conversation about that
type of
behavior.
Right. So if you'd like to participate and think about it, there you go. Mm-hmm. Now, we do need to talk about, and this is the perfect time to do it, speaking of safety and understanding, like, here's the giggle message, but here's what it really means. Let's talk about some of the holiday campaigns that are going on. Because we know a lot of traveling right now for the holidays, a lot of holiday partying right now.
Yeah. So this is the time of year when people are rightfully celebrating, and with celebrations comes alcohol and sometimes drugs, sometimes marijuana. And so that's why right now we have elevated DUI enforcement across the state. We have... could be a checkpoint. It could be additional officers on duty. It could be a saturation patrol in a particular part of town. But we have over 100 law enforcement agencies across the state participating in this DUI crackdown. Because there's a lot of people that are out attending these parties, maybe having parties of their own, and they need to do the right thing and make sure their guests get home safe, make sure they serve plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of non-alcoholic beverages. Don't be afraid to call a rideshare program or a cab for your guests. And if you're planning on going out to one of these parties, don't take your car with you.
Right.
Just, you know, get a ride there and get a sober ride home with somebody else. There's all sorts of things you can do because, you know, the state is really aggressive when it comes to cracking down on impaired drivers, whether it's drugs or alcohol.
Okay.
60 people a day on average.
60 people a day.
Are arrested. So don't take a chance. It's just not worth it. Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
You don't want to spend the holidays in jail, let alone be responsible for a crash that might injure or kill somebody else on our roadways.
Well, and sadly, I think we all may have known somebody or know somebody that has been, arrested for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a cheap thing.
No.
I mean, over $13,000 in fines and penalties, but, you know, and then it can affect your career.
Yes.
You have a criminal record.
You could lose your job.
Yes. And who wants to go to jail over the holidays?
Right?
Or the hospital.
No.
Or the morgue.
Right.
There you go.
Or the jail cell.
And if you do a little planning ahead of time, it's amazing what happens.
Exactly.
Like Sam said, take a few minutes to chat with, okay, here are my options. I can call my mom and ask her to drive me home. My mom would still drive me home. I know that.
That's so nice.
I know. She's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Be like, Mom. But
there's ride sharing. There's friends.
Right.
There are too many other options. Get together with your friends. Draw the short straw.
Who's going to be the DD? Yeah.
Well,
one thing that we've
done is promoted the use of smartphone breathalyzers, those little breathalyzers that you can blow into and see what your blood alcohol content is. And it tells you how long you need to wait before you get into your vehicle to drive home. I just got some data. We are number one in the country in breathalyzer use. So Coloradans are really stepping up and using these devices in order to stay safe.
And they can they still get them? Are they still available?
Yeah, they are. Just go to the CDOT's website, codot.gov, and click on the safety link and go to the impaired driving webpage, and you can
order it there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, at 60 people being arrested a day for impaired driving, that's
don't want a chance it. Yeah.
That number is ridiculous.
But that's the accountability, that personal accountability. We are doing something there.
Exactly.
People are making the choice to be more aware.
Try to provide people with tools in order to stay safe, because everybody knows you shouldn't drive impaired. Everybody knows you shouldn't drive distracted. For distractions, we tell people to enable the do not disturb while driving mode
on
their
phone. Yeah.
So that the temptation isn't there to actually pick it up. So no calls will come through, no texts will come through, but then when you stop, when you get to your destination, they'll all be there waiting for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not going to change anything. Mm-hmm. Still going to be there.
It can wait.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll have more with Michelle Pulin and Sam Cole from CDOT coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking all things Colorado Department of Transportation with Michelle Pulin and Sam Cole. And I know this is not part of, you know, CDOT, but you just brought up something very interesting. I did not know, Michelle. Uber and Lyft are now in Pueblo.
Woohoo! Yes, they are.
So no excuses.
Take advantage of them. No excuses. Mm-hmm. There's too many options not to drive impaired.
Right.
It's too easy now.
Right.
So let's take advantage of those options.
Enjoy
your time. Don't worry about...
Exactly.
Just plan ahead. Call those ride shares. Take advantage of it.
Absolutely. because now it's in Pueblo. Just saying. Okay, so I was telling you guys this morning was a mess up here in some areas. And right. in other parts, it was a mess. Was it really right. slick up in Denver?
No, nothing in Denver.
Nothing. No. Sheet of ice, like me coming in, and we know Falcon in that area really bad well, this morning.
I-25 South down between Trinidad and Raton Pass was closed.
Because it was so bad.
Because the weather was so bad, and we had a... New Mexico Department of Transportation had a pretty serious crash on their side of the border.
So they said, we're just shutting it down.
Yeah.
Well, and it brought up a good point this morning as I was driving in, you know, slowly because it was a sheet of ice and I could see all the spinoffs and everything where people had gone off. But then a plow started coming along and I was like, get over. Like I immediately caught almost like an emergency vehicle. I pulled over. Is that a little extreme?
That might be a little extreme, okay, but that's okay. We'll take it.
But you know what? It was so slick and I didn't want to.
If you can do that safely, definitely take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Because you never want to have an interaction with a plow that weighs 16 tons.
I was going to say the blade on the plow alone is bigger than my car. So I just. Yeah. So is that kind of an emphasis right now? Because we see people tailgating plows. We see, and a lot of these plows, both the state level and county level, they do. What is that when they fan out? Say they're doing a roadway.
Called a tow plow.
Okay. So they do like one, two, or three across. And what are they, like, do you know what I'm talking about? Or there's one right behind
plowing.
The other. Yeah. Or there's one right behind the other.
Yes.
So different. So what is it when they're one, two, three across?
We have one piece of equipment called a tow plow.
Okay.
And that plow actually looks like it's towing a trailer. But then when it's initiated, the plow side fans out. And it covers 2.5 lanes of traffic. And so it's a huge piece of equipment, and it can be a bit surprising if you're behind it and you start to see it engage and go to the side. You almost think it looks like it's jackknifing, but it's not. It's meant to do that. But you need to be aware that we do have that type of equipment.
That can literally do, you said, 2.5 to 3 lanes of...
Yes.
On one truck.
One truck.
Okay.
Now, what you were talking about is called echelon plowing. And that's several plows covering all lanes of the interstate or highway. Don't pass the plows
pass
in that
them.
Situation. We have video of folks who have tried to get in between the plows.
Oh, my gosh.
Be inconvenienced for a few minutes. It's okay. The reason why they're plowing the roads is to make it safe. The safest place you can be is behind the plow, because then the road's going to be clear.
Right.
So don't try and get in front of the plow. Don't unsafely try and pass the plow. Don't ever pass a plow on the right.
Ever.
You may get covered by snow.
Right,
because
the amount of snow. Right.
As Sam said, those plows are not light. If you are in a crash with a plow, you probably won't win.
Oh, that's scary.
So bow to the plow. Let them do their job. Give them plenty of space to do their job. They're out there working hard to make it safe for the motorists on the roadway. Allow them to do that.
Well, and I think you guys shared that scary video, didn't you, when that car tried going through the plow. Ugh, don't do that.
Don't do that.
But it just seems like it's the holidays. People are impatient. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a lot of stresses going on and they're just, I just want to pass that guy and get ahead and get to where I'm going. Don't do it. Just take a deep breath.
Now, let's
be 2 minutes late rather than not arrive
at all. Like I said, the blade on those plows is bigger than my car. So I'm just saying. Now, let's talk about it. We know it's the holiday travel season. Let's give some folks some travel safety tips.
You know, tips that I would definitely say are similar to what I was saying about not driving impaired.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Know before you go. Check CDOT's website, cotrip.org. Check out what the conditions are where you are, as well as where you're traveling to. If you're traveling out of state, we do on our website have our surrounding states, their websites, so you can check their conditions.
That's great.
But have your car prepared as well. Did you take your scraper out this summer? If you did, it's time to put it back in.
Right.
Do you have a full tank of wiper fluid?
Right.
You know, because when that dirt starts spraying up on your windshield and then you don't have anything to wash it off.
Yep. And then you become blind.
Can't see, that could lead to some problems.
Right.
Have an emergency kit in your car just in case you do get stranded on the road. You know, blankets, a little bit of food, some extra water. The other thing you definitely need to be prepared for are traction laws if you're heading up to the mountains. I-70 has some very strict
traction laws.
Yeah. And that's not just on our commercial vehicles, but also on passenger vehicles.
Right.
Know what laws pertain to your vehicle. If you have a four-wheel drive, you're probably okay. If you have all-wheel drive tires, those are not snow tires.
They're not good enough to get...
If your tires are bald, that could lead to some pretty serious consequences.
Well, and we've seen, sadly, some huge crashes on I-70.
Absolutely. This year. I mean, winter has come early. I mean, yay for the ski resorts. We've got some great snow up there. I, for one, can't wait to get up there and check it out.
Right.
But I'm going to be prepared. Perfect. And I'm going to make sure that my vehicle has adequate tires.
Right.
I'm going to make sure I have that kit in my trunk. I'm going to make sure that I have a full tank of wiper fluid.
Now, can State Patrol literally pull somebody over if they don't think they have adequate tires?
What I've heard is they can be ticketed or fined if they're in a crash and it's discovered after that crash that their tires
are
substandard. Yeah. Okay. And I'll just add, you know, from a behavioral standpoint, what a great holiday gift would be giving somebody one of those smartphone breathalyzers. Mm-hmm. Backtrack makes a really good one. If you're a safety-minded individual and you want your family to be safe, think about giving that as a holiday gift. And from a safety standpoint, maybe just double down on making sure everybody buckles up in your vehicle.
Good idea, yeah.
You know, you just don't want to be in a crash this time of year. And if you are, you want to make sure you and your family are safe.
Absolutely. And of course, you can find all this information, tips, road information. You can even do what I do and stare at the plow map. It's fun.
Oh, yes. And we've talked about we need to have plow map parties.
Plow map parties.
The other thing, holiday travel, more volume. So what you and I have said before... Put on your patience pants.
Yeah, patience pants, people.
Mm-hmm. Plan in that little bit of extra time.
Yes. There's your next billboard.
Yes, put on patience pants.
When it stopped on I-25, put on your patience pants.
Okay.
Wave hi to your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. No. Got it. Love it.
See, I was like, Sam, Cole, Michelle.
Let me write that down.
put on your patience pants. It took two of us to come up with that, Sam. Boy, I just want to.
Okay, well, it's early.
From Colorado Department of Transportation. Give the website really quick so everybody can get all that information.
There are several websites. So what we'll give you is codot.gov, CoTrip, which is CoTrip.org. So go check it out. Right. Know before you go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And tomorrow on the Extra, it's Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. on KRNO News Radio.